Very good morning to Catherine Rains.
Morning, Jack.
A couple of books to work through this morning. We'll start off with Don Winslow's latest, The Force.
So this is the story of Denny, and he's the head of a New York police department, and he's a detective in it. And early on in the book, him and his crew, known as the DeForce, take out a major distributor of drugs, and they end up killing the head of this distribution ring rather illegally, and they skim off a significant portion of the product that they've managed to capture, sort of a bit of an extra for their retirement fund. And unsurprisingly, there's a few people who are a little bit upset about this, and it's not exactly much of a secret of how he goes about things. And there's those of them that there's those people that would just like to see him 6 feet under and out of the way, really. So you get all of these kind of things going on and this really diverse human behaviour, and he's trying to do good. And the DeForces, they're known, kind of trudges through this line of where they're bound to really get a bit dirty. And so when Denny Malone ends up getting caught by the feds during one of his unsavoury dealings, it actually threatens to destroy this whole network. Yeah. And they start out as, you know, as good cops, but they just kind of cross this line that they really probably shouldn't have crossed. And he's this really flawed character. He's a great cop, but actually at the end of the day, he's as dirty as they come. Mm. And he's a family man, but he's kind of disappeared on his family to fight crime, and he's really a conflicted character. But this is really well done, and it's the night and day of his personality, which I think makes him really compelling. So one minute you're really sympathising with him, and the next minute you're thinking, what is this guy doing, and why is he doing this, and why would you? And but he talks about all of those kind of gruesome crime scenes and the places that he goes. So you kind of have this understanding of why he delves into this world. You don't think he's right, but you can kind of understand why he just wants to get this right. So you get this whole story of greed and violence and about the inequalities and race and the crime and the whole injustice of it all and the tensions between the police and the really diverse range of citizens they serve. Oh. And yeah, this is probably one of the best crime novels that I've read for quite some time.
Oh, really? That's great, because you have to read a fair few.
I do read a fair few, and this is very, very well done.
He wrote the Cartel, didn't he?
He did, he did. And I mean, that was, you know, lots and lots of people talked about that being, you know, the best book, you know, won lots of books of the year and all of those sorts of things. And it's very good too. And you can imagine these books as movies. They play in your head as you're reading them. And he's a very good writer, Don Winslow, and he kind of engrosses you in that world that he's talking about, and you feel like you're there. And yeah, the characters are brilliant.
Okay, that
really good
great.
Characters.
Yeah. Okay, that's The Force by Don Winslow. Next, you have But Seriously by John McEnroe.
So yeah, he's an interesting character, John McEnroe. I certainly, you know, growing up, watched him playing tennis in the 80s and 90s, and you know, he was always in the news for, you know, not only his victories but also his incredibly bad behaviour. Yeah. So you know, he certainly had his moments on court, and I think that's what most people really know him for. And in his first book, he talked about sort of his playing career, and in this book, he talks about, so you know, he's now retired from tennis. So what does he do with his life? And, you know, he hangs out with he talks about the celebrities that he hangs out with, which is unsurprising. So you learn sort of lots about the people that he knows. And he loves music. And his wife, Patti Smith, is a musician as well. So that kind of helps in that world. But, you know, he'll get up on stage and play the guitar. And I mean, he's not great at it. He gets opportunities because of who he is. And he kind of takes that sort of star of the 1980s and then kind of works out what he's going to do with the rest of his life. And, you know, he's very articulate. And so you hear him on, you know, if you listen to some of the Wimbledon channels, you can hear him commentating. So he kind of has that part of his world, but he's also done lots of other things, and he's done a couple of fairly unsuccessful talk shows. And he talks about his art dealing. He's really involved in the art world. And he talks a little bit about actually other players as well. So he still plays in the kind of ex-Champions League, where they go and do exhibition matches. So he talks about his old opponents like Bjornborg and Ivan Lendl. And he talks about those characters, not particularly deeply, but he actually talks, interesting enough, more about people like Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones, who they engage in these kind of weird letter writing, and Keith asks some sort of kind of the strange questions along the way. And yeah, he's an interesting character. He's, I think this book portrays him. He's not particularly interested in other people. He's
pretty interested in himself.
He is, I think. Yeah. And actually, I think what comes across is that he's not really that particularly interested in the game of tennis. And I don't know that he ever really has been.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because, you know, I remember reading Andre Agassi's book and it's the same thing. You know, he hated the game of tennis. And I don't think McEnroe hates it. Yeah. I just don't think that he's passionate about it. And it's quite interesting when you kind of read about these sports people that are fabulous at what they do, but they don't love what they do. And I find that really interesting, that how they do that and then they just don't love what they do. But I suppose they're good at it and they make a lot of money out of it.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds really interesting. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to reading John McEnroe's latest. That is But Seriously. We'll put all Catherine's books, including The Force by Don Winslow, up on newstalkzb.co.nz. And catch you next week. Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks, Jack.